You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Galatians chapter 4. And we'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Now I say that as long as the heir is a child, he differs in no way from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. Instead, he is under guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were in slavery under the elements of the world. When the time came to completion, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then God has made you an heir. But in the past, since you didn't know God, you were enslaved to things that by nature are not God's. But now, since you know God, or rather have become known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elements? Do you want to be enslaved to them all over again? You are observing special days, months, seasons, and years. I am fearful for you, that perhaps my labor for you has been wasted. I beg you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I also became like you. You have not wronged me. You know that previously I preached the gospel to you because of a weakness of the flesh. You did not despise or reject me, though my physical condition was a trial for you. On the contrary, you received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus himself. Where then is your blessing? For I testify to you that, if possible, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. So then, have I become your enemy because I told you the truth? They court you eagerly, but not for good. They want to exclude you from me so that you would pursue them. But it is always good to be pursued in a good manner, and not just when I am with you. My children, I am again suffering labor pains for you until Christ is formed in you. I would like to be with you right now and change my tone of voice because I don't know what to do about you. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, don't you hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave and the other by a free woman. But the one by the slave was born as a result of the flesh, while the one by the free woman was born through promise. These things are being taken figuratively, for the women represent two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai and bears children into slavery. This is Hagar. Now Hagar represents Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, childless woman, unable to give birth. Burst into song and shout, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate woman will be many, more numerous than those of the woman who has a husband. Now you too, brothers and sisters, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as then, the child born as a result of the flesh persecuted the one born as a result of the Spirit, so also now. But what does the Scripture say? Drive out the slave and her son, for the son of the slave will never be a co-heir with the son of the free woman. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are not children of a slave, but of the free woman. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the ways in which you spoke through the Apostle Paul to challenge the church at Galatia and likewise to challenge us. It's clear that there were people in the Galatian church that wanted to go back to living under the Old Testament law, and they were being persuaded by others to do so. But here we have a reminder that we are not under the Old Testament law. When we look at what your scripture teaches us about the law, we realize that it was the law that made us conscious of the fact that we are sinners in need of a Savior. So in this portion of your word, we can see that we're encouraged to walk by grace through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and not try to go about life as if we can fulfill all the requirements of the Old Testament law in our flesh, which we couldn't fulfill. Christ fulfilled those things for us. Your Son took care of the things that we could not take care of. And we are no longer slaves to sin, nor are we under the law, but we are free in Christ. Free to obey you, free to walk with you, free to walk away from our sinfulness. And we can see that the Apostle Paul eagerly desired that the church at Galatia understand and walk in that kind of freedom. And Lord, we know that that's your desire for us as well. So by your grace, Lord, we pray that you'd create the desire within our hearts to walk with you by grace through faith in every context of life, and that we wouldn't go through life thinking that somehow we can earn your favor by keeping a checklist or something of that nature. We're grateful for your love, and we're grateful for these admonitions and reminders from your word today. We commit ourselves to you now, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. What kind of difference would it make if you could spend the next 31 days of your life seeing yourself from God's eyes? My newest book, Dwell on These Things, will help you do just that. Every day our hearts and minds fill with messages about ourselves, about the world, and about God. Messages that we replay in our minds again and again. Some of those messages are accurate and helpful, but some are the exact opposite of the truths that the Lord wants us to embrace. In Dwell on These Things, I'm going to show you how you can replace feelings of discouragement with a sense of God's goodness, how you can practice seeing yourself in the loving way God sees you, how you can exchange negative self-talk for positive biblical messages, and how you can learn to face each day with hope in your heart. To pick up your copy of Dwell on These Things, please visit desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings, where you'll find links to order it from your favorite retailer.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories. And our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.